27 minutes to 8. You are listening to Sabah Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. This Virgin Active story with regards to Mohamed Desai and the BDS T-shirt has dominated headlines for quite a bit yesterday, and it resulted in a press statement from Virgin Active, and also comments being made in the media by the MD of Virgin Active South Africa. Joining us now on the line, we have the national spokesperson, Les Ope. Les, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for calling us.
I really appreciate the time. I'm sure you're inundated with requests for interviews.
Yes, it has been a very busy 2 days.
Now, your MD is on record in an earlier interview this morning saying that Mohamed Desai was never barred from wearing the T-shirt. He's allowed to wear the T-shirt, but he was asked to leave because of an altercation that was brewing. But this seems to contradict what's in the statement, wherein it is acknowledged that Desai was requested not to wear the T-shirt. And it also seems to contradict Desai's narrative or version of events, where he said he received a call first from the manager of that Virgin Active in Houghton saying he should not wear the T-shirt. Then the regional director told him he will not be allowed to wear the T-shirt at any Virgin Active. And when he came that evening to Virgin Active, the manager told him he was not allowed to enter with the T-shirt. Was he told that he should not wear it, he cannot wear it, and he will not be allowed to enter with the T-shirt?
I think there are two diverging issues here. We absolutely, this has never been about T-shirt, never ever about T-shirt. It's simply about conduct and behavior. And we believed at the time, given the reaction to the T-shirt, we had a potentially threatening situation. So we need to strongly put this on the record, that we believe in the freedom of expression, and that translates in our clubs to being able to wear any T-shirt with any political slogan on it that you wish. It was only in that moment that we felt, and you know, this is new territory for us. We've never ever had an incident like this in the club before. So we deeply regret what happened in the club. But these are very difficult situations, and we have to take our lessons from them. So yes, we might have acted differently, but at the time we felt that it was going to elicit a negative response from people, and it was more of, can we just pull back from this while we think and investigate scenario. So we've never said that you can't exercise your constitutional rights to wear anything that you want to, never before, and from now onwards never going forward on this matter.
Why then did the manager of Virgin Active in Houghton call him, requesting him not to wear the T-shirt? Why did the regional director, I think it's a Yaku, tell him he will not be allowed with the T-shirt? And why did the manager on the night tell him, I cannot allow for you to enter with this T-shirt on?
As I said, it was the moment. It was not forever and, going forward. It was just that evening that we had had these, several complaints. We had had a threat of, a physicality against Mr. Desai. Now, you can imagine, we're a health club. If we, when you're a manager on duty in the moment and you think that this is going to happen in your club, what we would say to someone is, look, we believe that the situation is going to escalate. And it was never about you're not allowed to wear this T-shirt in any club. At no point did we ever, ever say that. It was that particular club in Johannesburg at that moment. And as I said, we looking backwards on it, maybe if we'd let Mr. Desai in, nothing would have happened, but we can't take that risk.
So in other words,
concerned about him at that time. So given it took 5 hours, 10 hours later, when everything had sort of settled and we'd been trying to get our witnesses and various people who are objecting together, Mr. Desai was quite welcome to come back and wear whatever T-shirt he wanted. So it seems that it's come across as we have banned Mr. Desai, not at all, banned what he's wearing and banned T-shirt. Absolutely, categorically not.
All right. Now, the way you've mentioned this incident right now, it seems to suggest that Mr. Desai was not at fault at all. Rather, it was other members who were not happy with him wearing the T-shirt who started to become rowdy. Is that correct?
Well, both sides. Mr. Desai got, he was quite firm, and then he had said that he was going to, and we need to go on the record here about, forcing his way into the club. I will force my way into the club. Those are the words that we were told. And we said, look, we don't want confrontation. If we have members on one side feeling this feeling and Mr. Desai, you know, really absolutely forcing his way through, that's not a word that, you know, elicits some kind of middle ground. So we reacted really to that. And this is where we diverged in our thoughts, right. Mr. Desai and ourselves.
Now, let me quote you from the statement yesterday. It reads, our policy is that health clubs are to be neutral spaces in which members can pursue their health and wellness goals while at the same time accommodating the rights and freedoms of others. Whilst you took the decision, for whatever reason at that time, to ask Mr. Desai not to enter with a T-shirt, why didn't you take a decision to ask those who were protesting and say, look, according to our policy, he has the freedom to wear whatever he wants. So do not interfere with him. Do not threaten him. Do not be rowdy with him. Allow him to use the space with the T-shirt that he wants to wear.
In the process of doing this, when this has erupted, a club, you have people coming in and they're wearing all sorts of different gear. They don't walk around with name badges on. You have to find them. You have to get their statements from them separately. You know, there is a process. And what happened was the incident overtook the process. So, we have certain people that we know may have, but that wasn't all of them. So the normal procedure is that if you had an incident like this at Virgin Active, you gather everyone, you sit them down, you have witness statements, you get a written sort of sense from them, and then you make a decision. Sometimes, you know, for example, if someone had been aggressive and physical towards Mr. Desai about his T-shirt, we would have terminated that person's membership immediately. But we have to investigate it properly. It's not the Wild West. You know, we have to go through...
Les, I get that you're wanting to focus only on the incident, but what we need to remember is that the Virgin Active manager called Mr. Desai many hours prior to the incident, having already made up his mind that he was going to entertain these complaints from members that he would have known who they were when they complained, and suggesting to him very strongly that don't wear the T-shirt.
No, we strongly deny that we're not going to entertain. You know, it's not about taking sides here.
Did the manager call him in the early hours of that morning? Did the manager call him a good few hours before he came, asking him not to wear the T-shirt? Did he or didn't he?
Yes, because of the incident during the...
So that means by that time, the manager knew who the complainants were and he had given some concern. So on what basis would you phone somebody and say, don't wear the T-shirt if you didn't know who the complainants were?
It's not a confrontational thing. It's, sir, would you please, refrain from wearing it this evening while we decide on things. So, I mean, we're talking semantics. So, as I said, in the moment, our staff, we're at head office, so our staff have to make these judgment calls. And we have to be cognizant of the fact they've got to make these decisions. And truly, if I had to say to you, we regret this. You know, if we had to wind this back 12 hours or 24 hours, would we have done it differently? Maybe we would have. Maybe we would have done it differently. And so, that's why we say we flew up specially to see Mr. Desai and say, look, we express our, unreserved regret over this. Let's move forward. You are absolutely fine to wear your T-shirt. He will take the path he wishes to do. But, as I said, it's a difficult... We have never encountered this situation. There's no track record for this.
All right.
So, you caught us a bit on the back foot, yes, but we're prepared to actually go forward and say to anyone who comes to the club, really, really, wear what you would like to wear.
All right, now, Les, I'm glad you said that you regret this and that you would have done it differently under different circumstances. I spoke to Mohammed earlier this morning about the meeting last night, and he says you guys are refusing to give him an apology. Had you given him an apology, you would not be going to the Human Rights Commission.
No, we expressed our deep regret. We flew up our managing director and our chief marketing officer to speak to him face to face. No one, you can't think of a more a symbol of your regret and your sense of wanting to fix this than when three senior people fly from Cape Town to Johannesburg for a one-to-one meeting. And, we felt that gesture, it's not a matter of just chucking a piece of paper at someone face-to-face, sit down, and we felt the time and the effort and the seniority was implicit. We expressed our deep regret.
Yeah.
So we'll part on our views there. Look, I'm sorry, I'm afraid I have another interview coming in on this line.
Just a quick last question, Les, senior people did come down. This has become a PR disaster for you people. You were trending in South Africa yesterday for all the wrong reasons. If he wants a written apology, not to take it further, it would make PR sense to nip this in the bud, close the chapter, give him a written apology and move on.
We're certainly open to engage with him.
But you refused to give him a written apology last night.
No, it's not about an immediate letter of apology. That we were in a meeting for 90 minutes. Many, many things were discussed in that meeting. So we're going to have another meeting now, and we will have a way forward, and this will, unfold as we go along. So,
and will you investigate? Sure will you investigate the behavior of some of the complainants who we understand became very rowdy?
Absolutely.
Especially Mr. Howard Page, who's on that video clip that's circulating.
Most assuredly. That's what we're trying to say to people, that we'll investigate fully. We will get statements. We will, and then, probably very shortly go out with a stronger statement and more things in it. It evolves as it goes along. That's why we're granting open interviews to media. We haven't said we're not going to speak to anyone. We're not shutting down. And we appreciate that you've opened the dialogue with us.
And the very last question, I promise. Mr. Simon Sussman, is he your chairperson at Virgin Active? Because he's the chairperson of Woolworths, and we know Mr. Desai has been in the forefront of the Boycott Woolworths campaign. There are those who believe there could be a link. Can you comment?
No, there's no possible link whatsoever. If maybe from Mr. Desai's side, from our side, this has got nothing. These are two separate issues.
But Mr. Sussman is the chairman of Virgin Active.
Yes, he is.
Okay, thank you so much for your time this morning, Les.
Okay.
Much appreciated. Have a great day. Go up. That was Les Ope. Go to 8. What are your thoughts? You can SMS us 48855. You can email smr@radioislam.co.za. You can WhatsApp 0727861548. It looks like Virgin Active have put themselves into a corner, to be honest. And they don't want to apologize because they're going to get a backlash from their pro-Israeli gym users. On the other hand, they just want this thing to go away. So they're trying every tactic, to be honest, to try and make it go away. The way to deal with this is not just to say, well, the MD has come down. The MD had to come down. This was making national headlines. It didn't come down because of Desai, let's be honest. He came down because his company was trending in South Africa for all the wrong reasons. Why not give the man a written apology, especially since he wants to go to the Human Rights Commission? Understand, if he goes to the Human Rights Commission, it's more negative publicity. If he gets the result he wants at the Human Rights Commission, it's even more negative publicity. If I was the MD and I wanted to close this chapter, I would say, okay, you want a written apology? You want us to acknowledge in writing that we could have handled this differently, we should have handled it differently? Here's it. Let's close the chapter and move on, and henceforth, anyone is allowed to wear whatever T-shirt they want to wear. But they don't seem to want to do it at the moment. She's saying, well, we're going into yet another meeting. Why not give him that apology? Why not apply your mind? They met him last night. The incident took place the night before. There was an entire 24-hour period that lapsed. The MD could have taken legal advice. He could have taken PR advice before he came into the meeting. And if I was an MD going into a meeting like that, I would have come and said, here's my apology verbally. I've come all the way down to convey to you. Here's my apology in writing. Let's close the chapter and move on. You were not in breach of any rules. It's your right as a South African citizen to wear the T-shirt, and we are going to investigate those who tried to stop you and got rowdy with you when you came with that T-shirt to the gym. Anyway, this story, I assume, and I suspect, is not going to go away anytime soon. 14 to 8.